Good morning. In Santa Rosa, we have a Health and Harmony Fair.
Mm-hmm.
And several years ago, this is at the fairgrounds, our county fairgrounds, and we had a little Baba booth, and we gave out little Baba cards, and people would ask about Baba. We had a big picture of Baba in the background. And many people came up to us and said, I've heard of Mayor Baba, and they were very happy to hear about the cards.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cards had the address of the box in Berkeley, so they could write further.
Ah.
And then we had a sign-up sheet for further information.
Ah.
And we were in this booth, this big building that was like psychics and all these other occult things, you know. Mm-hmm. But that's where they decided to put our booth. And so we had a little tiny booth, but we were very fortunate. A lot of people came into that building and would pass by all the booths and pick up information.
Hello. I like stories like that. When housewives also have to be a little tricky, but if they wanted them, they would. One person we know, a lady, very charming, very, you know, socially prominent, as it were. She had, in the social circle, her social circle was, you know, big and special, and so she'd invite them to tea, or she'd invite them over, they'd come. She'd denude her drawing room of all other literature. No magazines and things. But she would put Baba booklets and magazines, like you do at a dentist, you know. And you don't know what to do. And the hostess would disappear. Say, I'll just make the tea. I'm just coming. And she'd disappear, you know. Say, Baba, enough time for them to be bored and pick up or pick up one of the booklets and see. And then when she would come back, one or the other at least would have, who is he? What? You know, Irwin Luck used to do that. No? When driving a taxi?
Yeah.
He would put a Baba card. Sometimes the passenger would pick it up and say, here you are. There's something of yours that dropped at the back. Ah, yes. But there are some who would say, who is he? You know, what is this? And then, of course.
You know, Phyllis Frederick, in the early days when she first moved to Los Angeles, early days.
And right at the source here, it's been different. After Baba Dutta's body and his family come, and so in the evening, being with Mara on the porch, Mara's porch, and then just before leaving, Mara would stand up and there would be a little spontaneous prayer. Prayer, after all, prayer is a talking to God. And she would talk to Baba and say, Baba, may the whole world come to love you and know you, and, you know, something from our heart, special. And I was standing next to her, and I'd pull her sleeve and say, take it easy, Mara, take it easy. Say, after we're all gone. There'd be stampede, I said, Mara, no. She didn't pay any attention to me. Not as Jesus.
That's working.
Yeah.
But anyway, some early days before Baba was still in the body, she would give dinners in her house. But who? Phyllis Frederick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Before our time.
Yeah.
Early days, that everybody should entice people. She would have a dinner. Mm. Then, you know.
And she wasn't a good cook either.
Phyllis
and I were old friends, I can say that.
But in the 60s, you know, when she first moved, she would have dinners and teas.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah. No, just that. She made it very, very accommodating and very, especially easy to come to her house and stay and linger.
Eventually,
she used to work at Matters.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And she'd once in a while send a toy for me.
Yeah.
And one of the toys I still have. It's so simple. It's stunning. It's so simple. It's just a little elephant sort of a doll, you know, with a cap that's pointed here, and it's a baby, and his eyes are closed. There's nothing much on it. You just shake the box, and then it goes into different positions, like a child does when it's sleeping. You know, a leg would go here. It's so effective, so beautiful. I still have it. That's one toy I haven't parted.
Mm-hmm. Phyllis did some very unusual things to get publicity for Baba in the early days. She would do provocative things just to get Baba's name out there. She would go on these talk shows, which back in the 60s were very different than they are now in the States, but she would go on these shows and be very provocative about, you know, picture of Baba and this man is God. And she was on sort of like a nut.
Yes.
And I mean, she was sort of seen that way, but yet she was getting Baba's message out very straight and in a straightforward way. And the people then would take her very seriously and see, here's this very intelligent woman. She's very loving. She's obviously not at all a nutty person. And so Baba would be taken much more seriously than it at first when she might have been auditioned for the show and they thought, well, this is a funny, kooky message. It'll get viewers.
You know, that's extraordinary how some of our experience has been since Baba Japta's body is that so we had a different way of thinking of which pictures Baba looks beautiful in. This is the picture, that's right. But those who have not seen Baba, or we want to spread his name and let others know, this is the picture. Mary was in our soul, she would choose this. And we found that people were just drawn like anything in pictures that he looked like anybody's uncle, you know. Really, it's amazing. And recently, some months ago, we had a Baba Love story, a child was one of the class, in the class was asked, the class was asked to draw a picture of what God would look like. And this is in Peggy Stevens, Bill and Peggy Stevens' family, a grandchild. Yeah. He drew a picture of Baba, you know, mustache, hair, and then. And it was a hit. The teacher thought, this is so beautiful. This is as God should look. You know? And she put it on the door of the classroom and stuck it there for days. Anybody going in and out of the class, everybody saw it. I was intrigued. I said, please send me a Xerox copy. You know, I send it to me. And she did. And I only knew it was Baba because the mustache was there and the hair was there. I can't imagine what that teacher could have in a... Did you say, yes, this is how God should look? Because she chose that. It's amazing. Also, there's one picture, in the earlier picture of Baba saying, don't worry, be happy. Well, that's the one time where we have known Baba when Baba put on weight. And the double chin is there, you know. But that's not a picture we would give to others, you know. I mean, that doesn't represent Baba. That's just one time. And I mean, and Mary was suddenly would, but they made cards at 100. So,
no.
Just a big smile, like, So,
he's a salesman.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So when Rick Chapman, 2 years ago, was printing more cards, lots of cards, and he would send us tax for the trust, because we like putting a card in with each receipt that comes to the trust, especially the Indians who don't get a line or a word, but they get the card, they love it. So, what was I saying?
Baba's card, it can be the card that you want.
Yes. So I said to Rick, I said, look, you're printing them again. I sent him some picture I knew Mara would like. I said, look, why don't you do that? Why are you printing this picture in Rick Baba? He said, you have no idea. When people are sent to us, they ask for this picture. They are touched, they're drawn. It doesn't matter what the picture is. Baba does his work. So if he uses any picture, we couldn't believe it.
Before you ask questions, here's your question.
Yeah. It was extraordinary. I thought she was showing me something extraordinary. This happens to be medication. Not meditation, by the way.
Meditation?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Mani, in 72, we wanted a God Speaks class in our apartment in Los Angeles. So I would make dinner.
Yeah.
a big dinner every Saturday, every Sunday. Lots of Batman lovers would come. We'd have dinner. We'd have talk about God speaks, and that, you know, food helps a lot. You know, like give them a dinner,
yeah,
and make a social.
There you are.
And then they discuss God speaks. And, you know, brown rice and dal and Indian cooking, you know.
Yeah.
It was fun. I enjoyed it, cooking. And no days. No. And then people would come, many people would come. Tony Grace, he brought Stephen Berry, he brought his girlfriend. And
yeah.
And lots of people. I don't know if you ever went to it.
Oh, yeah.
He went to it.
I was just thinking of Tony Griss and
Tony
Berry
Griss.
Back then. I was just thinking of Tony Griss and Steve Berry back then. It's a funny image in my mind.
But they came, and you know, Stephen brought friends, and pretty soon they were...
But who else has a story?
You were, Bonnie, you were talking about that photo of Baba?
Yeah.
The one that, don't worry, you had to close your mouth. That's my first memory of Baba. I saw that poster in a health food store. And when I looked at it, I immediately recognized Baba, and the recognition was so strong, I thought, you're so-and-so. But I couldn't form the name or the person or the contact where I knew him from. And the photo became so alive, it was as if Baba was saying, no, I'm not that one. Who am I? And I kept thinking, well, then you're so-and-so. And I recognized him from so many different places. But he kept saying, no, that's not who I am. Who am I? And it just, he was able to come through that photograph as well.
Yeah.
Also his sense of humor, too. There's something about his sense of humor.
Yeah.
He looks so happy, you know.
Yeah.
His beauty definitely didn't get in the way of his sense of humor. His familiarity.
Amazing. Just amazing. That is where, as I say, when we would feel very much when